welcome to another episode of the Create Magic Podcast. This is episode number 425. I hope that Wednesday is treating y'all well so far. This is a podcast where I talk about the artwork and cartoons and pictures I make and post over on my website and Instagram, both linked below. Wednesdays are for Weird Delaware Tales, and we're getting back into it after a week break last week, and I honestly think this might be the weirdest one yet. It happened to me directly, and I don't think I've ever had quite a novel bird encounter, we'll call it. So this is a very personal Weird Delaware tale, and I'm going to be calling it the Aporting Wooden Weirdo Chickens. And what happened, essentially, I talked about briefly on this podcast last week, the day it happened, but I was going to bed, and before I go to bed, I come out to the garage and make sure everything's locked and all the lights are off and all that good stuff. And it was normal, nothing weird, just the driveway, garage, outside nighttime, etc. Went to bed, woke up around my normal 5 o'clock, which has been my new kind of schedule these days since Teddy's staying up a bit later and whatnot. And I came out to the garage around 5:30 to do my morning drawing and get some work done. And when I rounded the corner, before I got to the garage, there was a line of black chickens straight across right in front of the garage doors. They were all woodcuts, all painted completely black, each one of them slightly different, not the same chicken on each one, and it really was a startling sight. I stopped dead in my tracks and stared for a couple minutes trying to figure out what I was looking at, and then immediately went back inside. I didn't even go into the garage and do the work. I said, okay, that was a little too weird to start the day. I'm going to go back to the kitchen and do my morning drawing from there. And I was just distracted the whole time because I couldn't figure out where these chickens came from or who would have left them in front of my garage door between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. It's a really weird night to just be dropping off some black woodcut chickens. I'm going to stop real quick. Sorry, there's some loud construction like two doors down from my house right now. So if that's picking up, I apologize for the extra ambiance there. But yeah, it was on my mind the whole time, and I had detective brain kicking really hard trying to figure out, well, who would have left them there? Who would have thought about me? Because, I mean, most of my neighbors know that I'm an artist, and they've seen me make woodcuts in the driveway. They've seen me paint things during the holidays. I cover the yard in woodcuts that me and Teddy make together, and, like, I'm sure, in my rational brain anyway, the explanation is somebody was cleaning out their garage and came across these woodcut chickens and said, hey, Todd can make something cool out of these. Let's just gift them to him. So I was like, when it becomes a normal hour, I'm going to text a bunch of people, see if anybody did this and just didn't, you know, think to message me. As I was seeing neighbors throughout the next couple days, I've been asking them and yet have not come up with anything. No one has been like, oh, did you get those chickens we dropped off for you? Or every time that I've asked a neighbor, I get the oddest looks, and I still have no clue where these wooden chickens came from. But it really shook up my morning, this like very novel encounter with something very ordinary, just like, you know, plain wooden chicken cutouts, seemed like something more for some reason. And there are some small synchronicities around it. Obviously, I've talked a lot about bird encounters on here, and I've had a lot of those that have been very meaningful to me over the last year. And I guess this is another form of bird encounter, like I said in the beginning of all of this, that I never expected, but is one of the weirdest things that's happened to me. Having something just kind of manifest out of nowhere and just kind of hang out is very, just the way they were set up seemed very intentional. And the fact that no one has kind of reached out to be like, hey, I dropped off some chickens, or it just all seems very odd. But I love how weird it is. And I won't lie, when it first happened, I'll say that night before I went to bed, I made sure all the doors and the windows were extra locked, because the terrestrial paranoia of it all definitely sets in that somebody very human was out there. And, you know, it could, like I said, almost definitely is that somebody just thought of me when they came across these weird chickens and thought I could make something cool with them. But it's also just, it was kind of ominous to walk out to a straight row of black chickens that were kind of blocking my way into the garage. So yeah, very weird. I've never thought about putting my own entries into this collection of strange Delaware stories, but I'm glad that I have one to enter here. So what I'm doing with these chickens now is painting them into space chickens. So they're all black, like I said. So I am giving them their little beaks and their little pink fun feather whatnots, and then I'm making the rest of them into space scenes. And I'm going to start just kind of getting them all. I think I'm going to give them away. I've been thinking about this. I think I'm going to gift them to some local friends and businesses and stuff to put out around town, because I feel like they came to me via some sort of local magic and I should reinvest into that. So if I change my mind and end up selling them and putting them up online, I'll let you all know. But for now, I'm going to paint them into cosmic little chicken friends and spread them around Newcastle County in Delaware here. So keep an eye out for some weirdo space chickens. And if anybody does know where these chickens came from, please reach out. But as of now, this is another weird tale from the small wonder that I am so excited to share with you. And again, one of those ones where it highlights how anything can make you see the world as a more magical place, whether it's a bunch of wooden chickens that show up out of nowhere, or an encounter with a giant 20-foot chicken, which is something I read about recently, which really had me, we'll be covering that in another story. But yeah, I love this weird thing that happened to me, even if it did freak me out a little bit. So I will be posting pictures of the chickens I've painted so far, and once they're all done, I'll be posting them in their final homes. I hope you enjoyed this weird tale of Delaware. I know it's a bit off format and a little different, but it was too much of a weird encounter to not share with y'all a little bit more in depth. So enjoy the Wednesday. I hope it's a wonderful day for y'all. If you are around town, this is even weirder to say, speaking of weird Delaware stuff, my band, the Headies, is playing our first show in Delaware in probably 4 years or so at Space Boy Clothing with a bunch of awesome touring bands from as far away as Sweden. So if you're in the area tonight, come hang out. And that is what I'm going to leave this on. Enjoy the day. Thank you for listening. I super appreciate it. And I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. Take care. Bye.